Tom Lucy's on the phone line, I believe. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well, thank you.
It is Lucy, is it, or is it Lucy?
Lucy.
Lucy, right, the third one, I was wrong with the first two, we're there anyway. Right, we're talking about liquid therapy. Tell us the background to this and your involvement in it.
So Liquid Therapy is a not-for-profit foundation that I set up in 2011, and it provides the opportunity for those that just need a little bit more support to be able to get into the ocean and experience the aquatic benefits and fun of surfing.
It is targeted, at least in part, to young people with autism, isn't it?
Definitely. I would say probably 95% of those who avail of our service are on the spectrum, and we work largely with community groups from across the county who are able to come along during the summer and share in the fun and benefits of getting into the ocean.
And you can see those benefits, I presume, as the day wears on.
Oh, definitely. We work, our program brings children back on several times, so it really enables them to get comfortable in their environment and in the activity and with the volunteers, and you just see the children light up as they succeed. And because our sessions are catered to each individual, they're led by the child, they're always going to do well because there's no expectation on their limit.
So what format does it take? Is it quite just I presume it's not just as simple as well, you explain it to us, Tom.
So each child, they'll come along and they'll meet, we have a dedicated team of experienced watermen, all vetted and confident in the water, and they just get to meet the child, and we just go to the beach, and whether it's experiencing the ocean for the first time, catching their own waves, we just let the children steer the course of their session, and that way it just is a success.
And where is it based, Tom?
So we're based in Bundoran, but we mainly use Rosnaula Beach or Tullin Strand, and then we go on little tours around the county as well. So we go up to Malinhead, and we've been up in Port Rush as well, just across the border, and a few other spots.
And if you take Rosnaula, for example, I mean, you know, for people that are just starting off, it's perfect because you have a bit of a wave, but also it's quite calm and you have the sand there, and it's a more controllable environment, I'm sure.
Oh, totally. It's just the perfect beach. You can drive onto the beach. There's just so much space there. We always run our sessions kind of like in the evening and in the early morning so that it's quieter as well. So it isn't as overwhelming for the children as well. We really, really try and give them like that serene experience that I know that all the surfers love, and we just try and share that experience with the children.
And what, other than your experience whilst travelling, Tom, what drew you to this and wanting to do it?
When I was younger, I was shipped off to Bolivia by my mother, who thought I needed to see what underprivileged societies experience, and to make me realise how appreciative I should be of what I have as a first world individual. And I worked at an orphanage there and worked with children with special needs, and I just really saw the enjoyment that they got from experiencing activities that I just took for granted sometimes. And then when I was a little bit older, I went and volunteered in California with a surfing charity that focused on taking autistic children into the water. And then when I came back to Ireland, I just noticed that this service didn't exist, and I was the manager of a surf school at Bundoran Surf Company.
Mm-hmm.
And a few families came to us and asked would we be able to take them in, and we did, and then it just snowballed from there. And 5 years later, Liquid Therapy stands on its own two feet, serves hundreds of families and children each year.
And it just shows, you know, the demand that was there, because, as you say, in such a short period, it's gone from strength to strength. And who's to say this year it's probably going to be bigger than those that went before it?
Definitely. We are not able to keep up with the demand of the service. Families would love their kids just to be able to get into the water. It really just levels everything out. Liquid Therapy really focuses on the ability rather than the disability.
Yeah.
And for the families, it's such a spectator thing. We're family inclusive, so we really try and bring the siblings into the water as well. So often services are either for one or the other, whereas we really try and be inclusive. We try and get the parents in sometimes, but they're not always as willing participants.
I'm sure, though, when you speak to parents and guardians after the fact, the feedback's hugely positive. What kind of descriptions or what kind of sort of stories have you heard as it relates to how it benefited their children?
I think two of the stories that really stand out. For one family, their child didn't even like the sand. And so when we first took them into the water, we had to carry them in from the car to the beach. And within 2 weeks, two waves, he just ran back up to the ocean into the arms of his mum, just smiling and so happy. And then they were then able to go on a beach holiday for the first time the following year. So that's quite huge. That was an 11-year-old boy. And then for so many parents, it's seeing their kids succeed and do something when so often they're being told what their kids can't do. So we really try and showcase what the kids can do.
Yeah. Tom and his team are fabulous. My child has taken part in liquid therapy and talks about it all year round. His volunteers are extremely special people. The Autism Family Support Group would like to say huge thanks to Tom and his liquid therapy team for everything they do for our family. So you can't get stronger endorsement than that, Tom.
No, you can't. And it's the smiles and the happiness and the shared experience that really motivate us to keep going and to grow and to be able to serve more families each summer.
You know, you mentioned that you can't keep up with demand. You know, if anyone's listening and they think this would be a perfect fit for their child, what is the procedure with trying to get involved?
So we launch our summer schedule at the beginning of May each year. Just due to our cooler climate, we only take the children in the water from June through to September, so that they have the most positive experience. So once we release that, families just get in touch and we contact them individually to talk about the needs of their child and how we can best serve them that summer. And from there, we just arrange sessions. If they're community groups, we have a special evening called Volunteer Tuesday where our volunteers all come together and we'll take out 10 or 12 families all in one go. So they get that real shared experience. And if it's a more focused session, this year we're working with Waterworld in Bundoran to develop what is called a surf confident program. So in a very controlled pool environment, we're taking surfboards in and working with children who have maybe more severe difficulties, so that they can really benefit from the experiences that, again, we kind of take for granted sometimes.
Yep, without a doubt, Tom. It sounds fantastic. I can only presume you almost get as much out of this as the people that take part.
I think sometimes we get a little bit more. Our volunteers just come back year after year. They're so enthusiastic and it's just so rewarding. There's something very satisfying about giving your time and seeing the rewards and the impact it has on the whole family.
I'd love to have another conversation with you maybe another time about your mother and her decision to send you to Bolivia, but we don't have time now. But it sounds like an interesting bit of parenting that's obviously paid off.
Yeah, maybe at the time I didn't agree with her idea.
But in hindsight,
it was a pivotal moment for me.
Brilliant. Tom Losey, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day.